Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Lamed Dalid. We're holding about halfway down the Umid, where it starts the line Ketoyrish Shel Shachar Hoysekreva Bein Dam Li Eivorim. This is a quote of our Mishnah. It's talking about all the avoiders that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, and among other things, it tells us that the Ketoyrish Shel Shachar was brought between the dam meaning the Zrika Sadam, Leivorim in the Haktoris or Eivorim on the Mizbech. Later we're going to learn another few lines that the Mishnah continues that was the Ketoyrish Shel Shachar. The Ketoyrish Shel Bein Aboyim was between the Eivorim and
this
Nisachar.
This is the normal Ketoyrish.
The regular Ketoyrish of every day of the year. So Frank Dimorim Mani, L'choyre, our Mishnah does the Shtim either like the Rabbanan or Abishol. You recall that yesterday we went into very great detail. Abaya said, "Bishmei the Gemara, ba'alibed Abishol, the Seder Hadvarim every single morning." Why did we get into that? After all, that was not our sugya. But the reason why we brought that in the Gemara yesterday is because we're going to now pose a kasha on our Mishnah. Let's go back just for a moment again. What did Abaye say? Mishmei di Gemara Baliba di Abishol. He spoke about the Ketoyrish, and Abaye said that the Ketoyrish was brought after the Hatovas Shtei Neirois, meaning that when it comes to go and cleaning out the Menorah, they split it up 5 and 2. In between the 5 Neirois and the 2 Neirois was the Dam HaTomid, which Rashi said means both the Shechitas HaKarbin and the Zrika of the Dam. Then they did the HaTovish Tei Neirois, and only following that was the Ketoyrish. That's what we learned yesterday, Loit Abaye. So therefore the Ketoyrish was after the HaTovish Tei Neirois, and it was before the Eivorim. However, in our Mishnah it has a different sequence. It says that the Ketoyrish was between the Dam and the Eivorim. So, in fact, Mani lechoyra, our Mishnah doesn't stem light Rabbanan nor light Abishol. It's Zokti Mar Mani. E Rabbanan be Dam le Neirois mi boylei. E Abishol be Neirois le Eivorim mi boylei. Now, Abishol we had befedish yesterday in the Gemara which we just quoted. It was after the Hatovas Shtei Neirois. Right after that was the Ketoyrish, and after that came the Eivorim. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. And our Mishnah said being damli Eivorim. And like the Rabbanon, the Ketoyrish was between the Hatovas Chomish Neirois and the Hatovas Shtei Neirois.
Well, that's Abishol.
According to the Chachamim, the Ketoyrish was between the 5 Neirois and the 2 Neirois. What we learned in yesterday's Gemara was the Ketoyrish was after the Shtei Neirois. Yeah. Between the 5 and the 2 was the Dam. What was the Dam, said Rashi? It's the Shechita and the Zrikas Hadam. The Gemara that we're learning now is a little bit imprecise because it says, like the Rabbanan, Bein Dam Leneirois. It's true it's between Dam Leneirois because according to Rabbanon, the Dam came before the Hatovis Chomish Neirois, then you had the Ketoyrish, and then you had the Shtei Neirois. So it's true that the Ketoyrish was between the Dam and Neirois. However, if the Gemara wanted to be more precise, it would have said, like the Rabbanon, it's between Neirois Leneirois. It's between the Chomish Neirois and the Shtei Neirois. The Ritva already Matetzach, why does Agamara use the imprecise term Bein Dam Leneirois? It was taka between the Dam Leneirois, but between the Dam there was still the Hatovis Chomish Neirois, then was the Ketoyrish, then you had the Shtei Neirois. So therefore the Lashon is not precise, but Lamaisa, according to Rabban, it's between Dam Leneirois. According to Abishol that we learned yesterday, the Ketoyrish was only after all 7, meaning after the 5, after the Dam, after the Shtei Neirois, then was the Ketoyrish, and then was the Eivorim. So our Mishnah that says that the Ketoyrish was between the Dam and the Eivorim, it doesn't stim either Loit Rabbanan or Loit Abishol. But Emma saying our Mishnah can go according to Rabban. And Rashi says, parenthetically, it can go according to Abishol too. But the reason why we want to hop on the Rabbanan is because B'derech Klal, we always say that the Rabbim hold that way. So therefore we go according to Rabbanan. Meaning, If you really want to go with absolute precision, you would say that according to the Rabbanon, the Ketores was between the Chomesh Neirois and the Shtei Neirois. You wouldn't say that it was Kreva Bein Dam Li'evarim. The reason why our Mishnah didn't say those words, because our Mishnah wasn't so medactic. Why wasn't the Mishnah so medactic? Because our Mishnah is not coming to tell you the Seder, the chronology. After all, that was Abaye's job yesterday. And Abaye went into it in very extensive detail. Marach Gedolah before, I'm sorry?
He did a good job.
And he did a wonderful job, Baruch Hashem. Our Mishnah is now just borrowing that when the Kohen Gadol had to do all the Avodas, among other things, he had to do the Ketores. When did he do the Ketores? Yeah, sometime between the Dam and the Evarim. But Avad, it's not right between the Dam and the Evarim. It's between the Atovas Chomesh Neirois, which succeeded the Dam, and it was between the Atovas Shtei Neirois, which preceded the Evarim. So our Mishnah is talking about an earlier Avoida and a later Avoida. Smack in the middle, there was a Ketores, but right before and right after the Ketores was Taka, the Chomesh Neirois and the Shtei Neirois. Our Mishnah didn't go into it, because Gemara is not so medactic. We're not trying to list the entire Seder in our Mishnah. But that was in the Reisha by the Talmud Shoshachar. Now we're going to talk about the Ketores that was brought in the afternoon. Because remember, the Ketores every single day was split into two parts. Machtzisa v'boik, machtzisa v'aref. Part of it was brought in the morning, part in the afternoon. When did they bring the Ketores in the afternoon? So would it not be for our Mishnah, I would say the same thing like in the morning. Because the same more, just like we had in the morning, all the various avoidos, most of those avoidos were in the afternoon once again. For instance, we spoke about the Ketores between the Dam and the Evarim. We're talking about the Dam and the Evarim of the Tomid Shel Shachar. In the afternoon, there was a Tomid Shel Ben Aboyim. It could have been the same thing. But the Mice, it wasn't.
It's all Tavis Neidus L'choir at night.
Okay, but we're focusing now on the Dam and the Evarim. You're right. V'shel Ben Aboyim Hoisek Reva Ben Evarim L'Nesachim. After they already were malah the Evarim on the Mizbeach. After that, before they had a chance to bring the mincha of the minchas nesachim, that's when they had the ketores. The ketores was between the evarim and the mincha of the minchas nesachim.
Why do you say it's the mincha? It sounds like it's the nesachim themselves.
Would you like to look at the Rashi?
Please.
Three lines before the wide lines. Kimincha bein evarim le nesachim. What did it say? Why is Rashi saying minchas nesachim?
Same thing, no?
Well.
Mincha came before the Nesachim, no?
That's my question.
There's
the Nesachim and... Let's go back to yesterday's Gemara. Reb David is in Tachtu. Let me give a kick to yesterday's Gemara. If you go to yesterday's Gemara, let's go 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. Too far. 14 lines from the top. 13 lines from the top. You see, the line begins Le'evarim, then you have after Ve'evarim, Ve'evarim Le'mincha. Do you have that?
Yes.
Ve'evarim Le'mincha. So the first they were marked the Ve'evarim on the Mizbech. After that was the Mincha, the Minchas part of the Minchas Nesachim. What was that Mincha part? It was an Isorin Lakevis. After that they did a Mincha LaChavitim. After that you had the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. After the Chavitim you had L'Nesachim, you had the Nisach HaYayin.
Right.
After that was Musaf. Say good. So what we learned yesterday in this Seder was, after the Evarim comes the Mincha. Why is it that right after the Evarim comes the Mincha? So Rashi, because it says in the Pasuk, Ishe LaHashem, Oilu U'Mincha, Zevach U'Nesachem, Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyim.
That's my question. Yesterday we referred to the Mincha and Nesachem as two separate.
I mean it slightly. So therefore, in yesterday's Gemara, we learned that right after the Oilu, they brought the car. Mincha, after the Mincha was the Chavit, and after the Chavit was the Nisach HaYayim. So now the Gemara is telling us, but in our Mishnah it says that the Tomid Shel Ben Aboyim was between the Evarim, meaning the Makta the Evarim on the Mizbeach, and the Nisachim. So you could learn Nisach means Nisach Hayayin. So Rashi, we're not talking about the Nisach Hayayin, we're talking about the Minchas Nisachim, that between the Evarim and the Mincha. And that's the same as yesterday's Gemara, that you had the Evarim, and then you had the Mincha, and subsequently you had the Nisachim. And now our Gemara is telling us that between the Evarim and the Minchas Nesachim, you have to go and slide in the Ketores. Now, Barry's still wondering, how do I know? Maybe Minchas Nesachim means Nesachim. First of all, if that's the case, what is Rashi telling us? Shkoyach, Shteitra ben Evarim Nesachim. You're telling me Nesachim means the Nesachim, the pouring. Rashi shouldn't say the Minchas Nesachim. But let's continue the Gemara and you'll see that it becomes crystal clear. Mino Anamili, how do I taken know? In other words, how do I know that the Ktoiris in the afternoon was set differently than the Ktoiris in the morning? Because the Ktoiris in the morning was between the Dam and the Evarim, was pre-Evarim, between the Dam and the Evarim, before the Evarim. Here in the afternoon it was post Bein Evarim Lesach, afraid the woman Anamili. Om Rabbi Yechon Yomakra, ke minchas aboiker. Just like the mincha of the morning, this mincha, of course, is the mincha sesachim, minus the nesachim, just the mincha. The mincha of the boike k'toyres k'demes l'nesachim, that we already had in Gemara yesterday, that we spoke about a moment ago, that the k'toyres came before the nesachim. It even came before the Eivorim, but it came before the Nesachim. Afkan, Ketoidis, Koidemus, the Nesachim. The afternoon, the Ketoidis also came before the Nesachim. Now, which Nesachim are we talking about? We're talking about the Mincha Saboiker. We're talking about the Mincha part. We're not talking about the Nesachim part. Aha. Says Nochman. Just like in the morning, the Mincha part, the Ketoidis comes before the Nesachim, meaning before the mincha of the nesachim, k'mincha saboyke cheniskoy tase. This pasuk k'mincha saboyke cheniskoy is talking about the tumid shel bein haboyim. The pasuk said v'yasakeves hashayni tase bein haboyim k'mincha saboyke cheniskoy tase isherech nichoyach l'Hashem. It's number 6 in these gemaras. So therefore, the keves hashayni was brought bein haboyim, just like the mincha saboyke cheniskoy in the morning. Do that in the afternoon. Aha. Okay. Now that mincha is talking about the mincha, because after it says u'kiniskoy. Mincha saboike u'kiniskoy. Good. It's not good. K'mincha saboike niskoy tas. Ma mincha saboike k'toyris k'dam es l'nesachim. Just like in the morning, the k'toyris comes before the nesachim. Meaning before the mincha. The k'toyris, how do we know it says k'toyris before the mincha? The shteitach do in the braisa. Shteitach do. Might gebring the k'toyris. Ketoidis koidim le'evorim ve'evorim le'mincha. Ketoidis was before Evorim and before Mincha. So it wasn't just before, right before Mincha. It was Ketoidis before Evorim and before the Mincha. So just like the Ketoidis in the morning was before the Mincha, Avkan, the Ketoidis in the afternoon, is also koidim le'sach, it means before the Mincha. Mm-hmm. Azoi, pray Timara, but in the morning it wasn't right before the Mincha. It was before the Evorim. Before the mincha, zay bazoy, just like in the morning, the ketoidus was before the evarim. Why don't I say in the afternoon it should also be before the evarim?
Why is it bein evarim on the sochem? It should be
before the evarim.
Exactly.
Okay, so clear, Rabbi Yisai, don't get too confused. It's very, very simple. The ketoidus in the morning was before the evarim. And after the Evarim was the mincha of the mincha sesachim. But we're only talking about the mincha part. Again, so you have the ketoidus in the morning, pre Evarim and pre mincha. Ketoidus, Evarim, mincha. In the afternoon, it was Evarim, ketoidus, and mincha. So therefore, the ketoidus in both the morning and the afternoon came before the mincha. True. True, and that's what I learned from this pasuk. Ki mincha saboike. However, the difference was that in the morning it was not only before the mincha, it was before the evarim, which was also before the mincha, because it was ketoides, mincha, evarim. In the afternoon, however, we're saying it was evarim, ketoides, and mincha. Vildig marvisen imal halon ketoides kedemes leevarim. Afkan ketoidis kedemis levarim. Don't just tell me that like in the morning the ketoidis was before the mincha. Why don't I say that ketoidis in the morning was also before the evarim, which preceded the mincha? Let that be the same case in the afternoon. Why are we switching it around? Everything more. Miksiv ke'evore aboike. Ke'mincha saboike ksiv. Ke'mincha saboike v'lo ke'evore aboike. If the pasuk would say, ke'evore aboike, do the ketoidis in the same order. Like in the morning, like evorim. So just like in the morning, the ketoidis came before the evorim, then I'd have to say in the afternoon, the ketoidis should also come before the evorim. But it doesn't say that. It just says that the ketoidis should come ke'mincha saboike, that it should be before the karban mincha. So just like in the morning it's before the mincha, in the afternoon it's also before the karban mincha. Just that in the morning the evarim are also in the middle. But at least we know the Ketores comes before the Mincha, both in the morning and in the afternoon.
The Avarim were kosher all the night, so it feels like we're sort of pushing off the Ketores of the afternoon until the Avarim are offered, and the Avarim could have been where Hector Chalom Avarim was kosher Kol HaLaila.
Right.
It feels like we're opening the possibility that the Ketores could have been offered late, very late. You know what I'm saying? It's not. Since the Avarim were kosher to go off even after later, so are we allowing Ketores to go off?
What's late?
In winter, like now, I'm saying is that they did the Mincha.
This is the Avarim of the Ola. The other things are from the whole day stuff.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah, no problem. We're not assuming that you're trying to make trouble. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. We know you want a Torah lishma that we should be able to understand it perfectly. Yes, it's true that it says Hector Chalom Veivorim Akshedim Kol HaLaila. First of all, it doesn't mean that they didn't put it on at all on the Mizbeach. They could have put on some, and they didn't have a chance to put on all of them. Even if they put on all of them, some of them may have jumped off of the Mizbeach, like we had before in the Gemara, that falls off as a result of the sparks, as a result of the fire, and therefore, if it was Pakam Miyal Gam Mizbeach, until 12 o'clock we said, automatically you have to put it back, unless it became charcoal, unless it was totally burned, otherwise you have to put it back, and Mayal in Behen. And if it was after 12 o'clock, then if it was already Mash Levana Ur, you can already leave it. You don't have to go and put it back on the Mizbeach. There's no longer din of Me'ilah. But that's all in the case where you didn't have a chance to put the Hekta Chalav and Veivarim during the day, and you had to go and push it off till later on. But the Lechatchila way that you're supposed to do it is the Avarim first, and then the Ketores after that. We don't mean to say that if you didn't do the Avarim then, go and you're doing the Avarim at night, then put the Ketores at night. Navadadish. Everything else had to be done during the day. It's just that the Avarim, if for whatever reason it wasn't done during the day, or wasn't finished during the day, you can continue doing it at night. But that doesn't affect the order of the Ketores. The Ketores has got to be Bein Avarim Le'Nesach. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, Tana Rabbana. V'niskoi Raviya Sahin, Yelamit al Shalshach is Mishalach.
By the way, it had to be done by the Bahalasan Sanez Ben Ambanyak to them. You couldn't push it off the light.
That's his point. His point is, if the Gemara says it can be done after the Avarim, and the Avarim can be the whole night, so maybe the Ketores could also be the whole night. There's a bottom issue. Okay, so turn around. Now the next pasuk, V'nisko Revi'a Sahin, this is a pasuk in Pinchas. Again, we line it always with Chodesh. And the parasha talks both about the Keves Ha'echa Tasa V'boike, Beis HaKeves HaSheni Tasa Ben HaBoim. And then the pasuk says, V'nisko Revi'a Sahin La Keves Ha'echad Ba'Kodesh Ha'sech Nesach Sheikh HaLashem. If you look up the Seder HaPsukim, on the surface, this V'nisko Revi'a Sahin is modifying the Tomid Shel Bein Ho Arboim. And what does it say about the Tomid Shel Bein Ho Arboim? That the Nesach that you use, meaning the Mincha, I'm sorry, the Nesach, the pouring portion, that's the libations of the wine, it's Revi'a Sahin. As we all know, it says Chatzia Hin Yeh Lepar, Shlisha Sahin La'ayil, or Revi'a Sahin La'Keves Yoyin. So therefore, there's a Revi'a Sahin by a Keves. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. V'nisko Revi'a Sahin La'Keves Ha'echad Ba'Kodesh Ha'Sech Nesach Sheikh HaLashem. Zeyafai. Now, again, Poshib Shat in the Pasuk is that this is referring to the Tomid Shel Bein Ho Arboim. Zong the Rabbanan, Tonu Rabbanan, V'nisko Revi'a Sahin, Yilmat Shel Shachris Mishel Arbis. Since the regular Poshib Shat in the Pasuk is that this is referring to the Tomid Shel Bein Ho Arboim, how do I know that the Nisachim of the morning has the same Shiur? I learn the Shachris from the Arbis. Because after all, it says as the keves ha'echa tasa boyim, as the keves ha'sheni tasa ben aboyim. So therefore, the dinim that apply to the keves ha'sheni, same dinim apply to the keves of shachar, the keves ha'echa. Zefai. However, Rebbe respectfully disagrees. Now, why does Rebbe disagree? So the Gemara is going to tell us why. Because in the pasuk it says the niskoi Revi'a Sahin la keves hu echad. Since we're only talking about one keves, why did the Torah have to repeat la keves o echad? It could have said v'nisko Revi'a Sahin la keves. V'vedaf hum li keves o echad. Ah, so Rebbe's going to say, because it says in the pasuk, Es a keves hu echad tase babayke. Vi es a keves asheni tase ben aboyim. So which keves is he referring to? That keves hu echad. Keves echad means the morning keves and not to the afternoon keves. So how do I know the afternoon keves? I learned the achrim min arishon. I learned the arvis misho shachris. So the ma'aseh, there's no machloikis l'alacha between the Tanakam and the Rebbe. The machloikis is which one do you learn from which one? That according to the Tanakh, Kama, you learn the Shachris Mishal Arvis, and Rebbe says, "Vaker Rebbe Yoyim Arvis Mishal Shachris." Says Yimar Bishloim Rabban Hay Betam Mishal Ben Aboyim Siv. The pasuk that we were learning, this Meniskoy, is in the context of the Tam Mishal Ben Aboyim. So it makes a lot of sense. El Rebbe, my time. But why does Rebbe say that this is talking about the Tam Mishal Shachar? The Tam Mishal Shachar says earlier in the Psukim. And Rabbi Ba'ula Amakra, La Kevesu Echad, Viniskoi. What's the lotion again? Viniskoi Revias in La Kevesu Echad, Ezeo Kevesh Nemaboy Echad, and the Oim is at Tomacho Shachar, where it says, as a Kevesu Echad, Tasib Aboyke, there's a Kevesu Sheni Tasib Aboyke, so it's referring to the Kevesu Echad, the Tomacho Shachar. Very good. But Rabban, what do the Rabban do as a Kevis Echad? My Echad Miyuchad Sheba Edroi. Make sure that you bring the nicest and the best for a carbon. You don't go and bring deficient or secondary grade B carbonis. You bring grade triple A carbonis. It's got to be the Shensta. That's Lashon. So Echad doesn't mean one, it means singular, special, very, very special.
Kevis Echad. Echad Miyuchad, the same one.
Exactly. Lashon Echad Miyuchad. Zerfine. Good.
But Echad here means Rishon, as it says the first day, Yom Echad.
Yeah.
Echad can mean Rishon also.
Zayifan. That's Memes in the Machloikis, whether it means the first one or it means the other one. According to Rebbe, we're talking about the Kevs, so Echad Tasa Boyka means the first one. And the Bonin said, no, we're talking about the afternoon one. Eyes wise, they use the Lashon Echad, Miyuchad, Zegit. Pray to my Bonin, my Echad, Miyuchad Shebedre. For Rebbe, Rabbi says, I don't need Kevus Echad to tell you Miyuchad. I know from another pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? Umivchan nidrecha. There's really no such pasuk. Really, the last pasuk is V'chol Mivchan nidrechem Asher Tidrul Hashem. So the lashon of the Gemara is a little bit off. It's V'chol Mivchar nidrechem. Aha. So you learn it from. So you learn from Mivchar. Zeibendach has got to be Mivchar. So I don't need this pasuk of Echad Miyuchad. For Rabbanon, Chad B'chol V'chad B'nedava Utzrichi. I need two psukim. One to tell you by a choiva that it has to be miyuchad, and by one by nedava it has to be miyuchad. Utzrich, and I need both. Why do I need both? And we kick him the Rashi, the second line from the top. Zot Rashi utzrichi. Yesh tzad noita shenedava tzorach liyapoisa kidei shetisratze ledoyroin v'hakbolas panim. If I'm bringing a present by definition is I want to be noise panim by the other person. That's why I'm giving a present. I want him to go and be thankful and to have gratitude and have appreciation that I'm giving him a present. So I'm not going to give him a bad present. I'm going to give him the nice present. So he should be tzefrin. Oh, that's the reason why it's in the pasuk umivchan nederach. You're giving a neder on. That's one svar. Zokt Rashi vayta v'yesh tzad noita loyma shachoyva amuteles tzorach lefroya choyva mishalem. If I have an obligation, then I want to go and do the obligation 100%. I don't want to pay back 99%. I want to do it 100%. So how do I do it 100%? Zazan miyuchad shebeedrei. So therefore, I need psukim both by the choyva and by the nedava to go and tell you zazan the shenst and the best of carbon v'sin noch meglach. Zerfine. Okay. We go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, you remember we said that the Kohen Gadol had to go in Toivel on Yom Kodesh 5 times. And then the Mishnah said at the end, what happens if the mikveh is cold? And the Kohen Gadol in an Alta Yish in 119, or in Istanis, he was very finicky and he couldn't go and take a cold mikveh. So they used to go and mechamin. Now remember Rashi in the Mishnah said, what means mechamin? Not chas v'shom, you boil water on Yontif, on Yom Kodesh, chas v'shom, beturach. But he said, may Erev Yontif, that they used to go and make it hot. Rashi said, mechamin lechamin, mi be'erev yom kippurim, Umatilin beyoimaki purim lechtoich chakak binyan beis tvilosi. Poshipshat, learning the Mishnah and learning the Rashi in the Mishnah, it sounded like that the water of the mikveh was very cold. You had a whole large container of hot water that had been heated up from Erev Yom Kippur, and now you took that hot water and you mix it into the cold water, it didn't go and take away the entire coldness of the water, but the Mishnah says, at least shouldn't. To go and dilute the coldness of the water, so it shouldn't be so cold. As
you did that on Yom Tov, or you did that on
Yom Tov itself. On Yom Tov itself.
You're allowed to put it hot into cold.
And that's why they did it. Anyway, so that's the Poshim Pshat. However, our Gemara says, no, we're not talking about hot water, we're talking about hot bars of iron. Tanya Umra Behuda Ashoshioy Shel Barzel. These are iron bars. They used to go and heat them up from Erev Yom Kodesh, and now they are hot on Yom Kodesh in the morning. And now they would go and insert them in the mikvah to go and warm it up a little bit. Sorry. Not to go and make it totally hot, but at least to take away the real cold, sharp nature of the mikvah. If I have a big problem. What's the big problem? If you're talking about that the barzel was red hot, and I'm putting it now into this cold water, the cold water is mechazik it. So what's the problem that it's mechazik it? It's a problem of
tikkun mana.
Not so much tikkun mana, but maki bepatish. What's maki bepatish? Every time that you're finishing off a kli, so they used to go, and presumably even today, they would go and mold it in a nice hot furnace, but even after you take it out of the furnace, it's still now a little bit liquidy. It's soft.
That's how you solder things.
Exactly. So how do you go and now solidify it? By putting it into cold, cold water, and that cold water, that makes the makir patish, and that finishes it off.
It's interesting because Rashi and Shabbos says that this is scraps. They have no use whatsoever. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say his tefillin.
We're not done yet. We're not yet. No problem. But anyway, yes, Rabbi Cohen.
How come you don't apply your dovish lebischarven?
The Gemara is going to ask. Mami, the Gemara asked you a kasha. I think Rabbi Cohen, you asked it also. We shouldn't be choshed.
It's in the Gemara Shabbos also. Okay. That's where you remember.
Yeah. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, let's get back to the Gemara. Anyway, so they took these hot pieces of iron bars. They heated up from Erev Yontif. On Yontif morning, it was still nice and hot. They threw it into the mikveh. This warmed it up at least a little bit. But Frank Di Marmalim Tzarif, you're not allowed to do that because you have a problem of tikkun mana or makib patish that you're finishing off. That's how they finish off kalim, by putting it into the cold water. Amar Abibi, Shloigia Letzirav, it's talking about that the hot bars were no longer that hot. Since they were no longer that hot, when you put it into the cold water, it didn't cool it off that much. In other words, one, it's really molten metal coming out of a hot furnace, and you put it into the cold water. Oh, that's taka makshu metzarev. That's taka the makim bepatish. Over here was a shingabain, you know, shenugi kilt. After all, they didn't heat it up on Yom Kodesh. They heated it up on Erev Yom Kodesh. So presumably they put it on their chvais, some nice blankets or some sort of hot environment that should remain as warm as possible. But it wasn't burning hot anymore. Since it's not burning hot, so you don't have such a hot shaila of makib patish. Even if you're talking about that it was hot and hot, mamish, still red hot on the morning of Yom Kippur. His kavan over is not to go and be metzarif. His kavan over is to go and warm up the mikvah. That was mamish Rabbi Cohen's question just a moment ago. Mamish Rabbi Cohen, givaldik shkoyah. Davishin Mishav Mutter. Frank Timor, that was a bias kasha. Davishin Mishav Mutter. Abai doesn't hold like that. But Tanya, Mamtakalent in the Brysa, Psar or Losai, Afiluba Mokum Shiashim Beheres, Yikait. What is this Pasik talking about? This Pasik is talking about giving a bris mila for a child. Uvayoim Hashmini, Yimoil Psar or Losai. Now the question is, why does it have to say Yimal Besar Arlasai? After all, you don't take off the basa, you take off the arla. It would be enough to go and say Yimal Arlasai. What do you need that extra word basa for? That extra word basa comes to tell you that even if that basa is basa hamenuga, that there is a negateras on the basar, you are allowed to remove it. So if the moyel comes and he sees what a spectacle that on the mukama erva, on the arla, there happens to be a negateras, he's allowed to take it off. Afilu b'makom she'eshem b'heretz yikot divereb yoshia. So you state the drasha according to Yoshia. What do I need a pasuk for? After all, l'chayra, he's not being mechaven to remove the negateras. He's being mechaven to do the bris. Is the chatov v'shein mischaven is mutter? So what's the problem? V'yomer Abaye. Abaye says, I'll tell you why. Because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Dovah Shein Mischaven is Asur. So even though he didn't want to take off the Negat Tzaraas, Shkoyach, he didn't want to take it off. Maskim Zeh, fine. Abel HaMaisi, he took it off. That's Asur. That's why I need a special passing to tell you that it's Mutter. And the essay of the Mila will be Doicha the Loises of removing the Beheres, and it's Mutter. But what do I see from this? That Abaye nemt on for the covet of Rabbi Yehuda of Dovah Shein Mischaven is Asur. See, it appears that Abaye holds Dovah Shein Mischaven is Asur. If that's the way Abaye holds, why did Abaye say before, don't worry about putting in this red hot, white hot piece of iron, throwing it into the mikveh, it might come lidei tzirav. Dovah Shein Mischaven is mutter. Abaye holds Dovah Shein Mischaven is mutter. Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Dovah Shein Mischaven is asur. Make up your mind, Abaye. How do you hold? Do you hold Dovah Shein Mischaven is mutter or asur? Everyone, ani mil b'chol ha'teira kula. But if you're talking about a diy raisa, davishin mischaven is asur. You gotta be machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. If you're talking about derabanan, then you could be mekel. Why is tziruf considered derabanan? Why don't you say it's makim bepatish like we said before? Jogin the mafarshim, because we're not talking about kailim here. We're just talking about a piece of.
I didn't bring it.
We're not talking about Kalim. If we were talking about Kalim, and you're going and putting in the final touch on this Kali, the Kali happens to be molten hot from the furnace, and now you throw it into the cold water and you're being Metzarif it, that would be the Diraisa of Makim Patish. That's the final. Now the Kali is, you can go and sell it, you can use it. But here you're talking about a bar. This bar is not being used for a Kali. It's just a piece, like you said before. Shoshal bar is a piece of iron. Why'd you use it? Scrap pieces of metal. So therefore you're not worried about a Makim Patish. Oh, so what's the din of Deret Siruf? Adrabanan. Derabanan, so we can rely on the sheet of Reb Shimon that hold the Dovah Shein Mischaven is mutter. That's why Abaye says over here, even though it's tziruf, Dovah Shein Mischaven is mutter, and by the case of removing the Beheres, Dovah Shein Mischaven is also, because that's already a dear rice. Good.
Beheres of Psikresha.
What's up there?
Tosis.
Removing the
Beheres
is a
Psikresha. And so therefore it should be, or is it a...
Everybody's minded that it's
awesome. That's a different thing.
But you realize...
This is one of the biggest Tosis in the Shas. But
it's not a Dovah Shein Mischaven.
Doctor, the Pinchas refers you to the Tosis. You wonder which Tosis? As he says, it's one of the largest Tosis in the Shas, because although here on the Amud Beis it only looks like a small big Tosis, it continues on.
I can even ask the question better.
Yes.
This is not Dovah Shein Mischaven. Dovah Shein Mischaven is doing one thing and something else happens.
Yeah.
He, you're doing it, but you're dying. This is not Dovah Shein.
But no, you don't want to make it a clear. You're not.
That's already Meloshet Seif Gufa. When you know exactly what you're doing and you're doing it, it's that's not called Dovah Shein Mischaven.
You open up a box, okay?
I'm just saying it's all enticements.
You want what's inside, but you know you're going to tear the box, right? So that's not Dovah
Shein. If you're going to tear it, but you're dying, that's not Dovah Shein Mischaven. If you're doing it, be a dime. How could you call that any Mischaven?
So how do you apply that principle to Dovah Shein Mischaven?
That's why there's a choice.
Dovah Shein Mischaven. And by mistake, it happens.
But you know it's going to happen.
No, you don't. It's not a psychiatry. You don't know what's going to happen.
I don't understand.
Okay, let me get back. Rabbi Cohen was the one that introduced the Dovah Shein Mischaven today. So you were the author. So we have to defer to you, Rabbi Cohen. Let's go back to on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very simple because we've already covered this Mishnah, at least most of it, in the previous Blatter. Heviyu lebeis haparva. We are now up to the second tevila, because the first tevila, remember, was bachoil. It was on top of the Shar Amayim. That's why the soda spritzing over there. On top of the Shar Amayim, that was bachoil, and that's why they had the first tevila. But now we're up to tevila number two, and this was on top of the Beis HaParva. How did it get such a funny name, Beis HaParva? We'll see in Yechim tomorrow why it was called Beis HaParva. Has nothing to do with being Milchik Safleshik Samparva. There's a different reason. We'll see in Yechim on the Omid Aleph tomorrow. Anyway, Avilu Beis HaParva, we took now the Kohen Gadol to Beis HaParva on Yom Kodesh, B'Kodesh Hoysa. This was part of the Azara, part of the Kodesh. And now, Porsu Sadin Shel Butz Beinoi Levein Ha'am. Once again, like we learned the previous Mishnah, they put up such a white lalach, such a sheet made out of white linen between him and between the Am, so there should be tznias, one shouldn't be able to see the Kohen Gadol when he's going into the mikvah. Now, there's a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Meir. What was the order of the Kiddush Yadayim for Raglayim? Everybody agrees that for every Tevila, there was a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before, and there was a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim afterwards. But the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before, when did it take place? When he was still dressed with the previous begadim, or after he removed the previous begadim? It's the Chamachloikis. We had this in the Gemara already before. Zokta Tanakam, the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. First, he did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Upasha, then he removed his clothes to toivel in the mikvah. Reb Meir Oimer just the opposite. First Pashad he removed his clothes, and then Kiddush Yod V'Raglav, and then Yorad V'Tavol. The Yorad V'Tavol already is modifying both. The Machloikis Tanakam Reb Meir is the order Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim and Pshita, or Pshita and Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim.
This was not a tekiah because the man was naked.
Kita, I'm sorry, Shumayim. Once again.
They did the
Kiddush Shumayim. They took water from the kiyah and they brought it
right.
To the...
I'm saying he couldn't.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, he wouldn't. Well, he could just like to put out the parsis had and shal put it around him. But anyway, Lamasa, that's what happened. So now, what's the reason why there's a machloik between the Tanakam and Reb Meir? So we had Redney Gemara, a machloik between the Talmidim of Rav Papa and Rav Papa himself, whether there was a basic machloikis that Reb Meir held that the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, both the pre-Tvila and the post-Tvila, relate to the Levisha of the new begadim, and that's why you did the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim after you already poshed the previous begadim, because this was pre-Levisha, which took place subsequently, or whether a mayor also agreed that the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim related to the Pshita, but just that based on it says in the Pasuk, Uposhet V'Rochatz V'Lovash Hatigemach Deganze Hekish, that what, that just like over there, it was after he already took off when he took off the begadim before putting on the new ones. I'm sorry. Anyway, we had the hekesh before, according to both the Tanakam and the Meir.
Twice
for
Rochas.
Exactly. So says the Meir, Boshet Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. First you took off the begadim, and then you did the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Just like you did the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim after the Levisha, as we'll see after the mikvah, you did the Kiddush Adayim after the Pshita. Just like you did the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim after the Levisha, you do it now after the Pshita. That's what Gemara said before. Anyway, after that, Yorav Tovul V'Allah, Vinistapik, he came out of the mikveh, he dried himself off. Hey, Vilay, Big Day Lovan, now they brought the Big Day Lovan, Lovash, the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. See, the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim was after the Levisha. That's why it may say it was after the Pshita. Now, continuing on the Mishnah tells us that there were different quality begodim worn in the morning and those worn in the afternoon. B'shachar ha'yaloivesh pilusim shoshneim osir mana. What size pilusim? Says Rashi, pilusim means that it came from the begodim that were made out of linen, came from linen made in Medinas Pilusin. The question is, where is Medinas Pilusin? So you notice there's a gimel in the Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi, about 10 lines before the end. B'shachar, begodim shaloivish betvila zu, the begodim that he wore after the tvila, in other words, the big day lovin that he wore in the morning, hoyim epishtim, were made out of linen, shel Medinas Pilusin. There's a gimel before Medinas Pilusin that takes you to the Bach. The Bach is right next door, here on the left. Rashi, Medinas Pilusin, Nirshim Betzidoi, Targum Yerushalmi, Ramses, was Pilusa. So therefore we're talking about Egyptian linen. Shehu Choshev Ma'ula. Oh, Egyptian linen. Ho ho, zeh, Choshev. However,
anything that's important is always you think is better, right?
Well, we're not finished yet. We'll see about the afternoon. But not noch nishvetik. Anyway,
no good.
Anyway, so b'shachar yaloivish pilusin shalneim shneim osir mana of 12 mana. Beinu abayim in the afternoon, it was Hinduyan. Now Hinduyan sounds like Hindu, and Hindu sounds like India. And in fact, some of the mafarshim say India. However, that's not what Rashi learned. If you look now at Rashi, Hinduyan show you mipishon shel eretz Hinduyan the eretz Kush. Kush, most people think is Ethiopia. Kinematagim yonis ben Aziel hayafoich Kushi oiroi Hindava. The word Kushi, well, a Kushi changed the color of his skin. Person is black, he could try very hard, but it's very hard to go and change it from black to white. And the Targum Lashon on that word, Kedushi, Kushi is Hindava. So you see the word Hindua is related to Kush,
yeah,
which is related to black in Ethiopia.
Kush means they were close to one another.
It's Machlok Zav and Shmuel.
Exactly.
Right next to each other,
so
far
according to that,
yeah, no
Kish
problem.
Is India.
No problem, no problem. You have another pshat in the Hoyd by Kush also. I mean, Kish Nech Mishad Nuchta Hoyd in Nish Fadah Hoyd.
How did that happen? Tell me, did Aaron Kohen wear these clothes?
I'm sorry, Nachum?
That Aaron.
Aaron Kohen, sure Aaron Kohen wore these clothes.
So tell me something. So why did the Torah insist on bringing in other countries and make it so difficult? You know,
we wanted the clothes should be the shens and the best, they'd be the nicest.
Egyptian is very easy, they just came from Egypt.
Young people in the Midbar also?
Okay, now the question is, why in the morning did we insist on having such valuable ones? It was 12 mana, and the afternoon was 800 zuz. 800 zuz is the equivalent of 8 mana. Why 12 mana in the morning and 8 mana in the afternoon? Says Rashi, very simple. Because what did he use the big delovin for in the afternoon? To take out the kaf umachta.
Right.
So number one, there could be a problem perhaps soiling it. But number two, it wasn't a real avoida. It was a good reason you have to put on the begotten because you have to have five altogether, like we learned yesterday. Right. But the real avoida was in the morning when he put it in, not when he took it out.
But
okay, anyway. Avada Kodesh Kodashim, that's all he's big beloved.
He only goes in once a year. It's
Maskin, we're talking about on Yom Kippur.
All the places in the world.
Are we talking about on Yom Kippur, he went in twice. The morning big beloved were worth 12 mana. The afternoon were only worth 8 mana.
Well, you want to win another twice the Kodesh Kodashim.
On Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Twice.
When he had a spitz inside with a dam, he had to go inside to bring the Ketoris and leave it there, he got to take it out also.
You're right, but that was all one avoider. In other words, first the big day Zohav, he did the Karban Tomit Shel Shachar, and he related. After he took off the begodim, he went to the Par V'mikvah. Yeah. Now he's going into the Kodesh Kodashim for the Par Mithisoy, Mithik Ketoris. Right, but it's all part and parcel of one avoider.
It's one episode.
You did anyway. One change only for that.
Yeah, for one change. With only one series of videos. Okay, let's go right. Dibramei. The Chachamim Oimrim, B'shachar ha'yaloi b'shol shmoyna asr manah. The Chachamim say that in the morning was 18 manah. Ubein abayim was shnei asr manah, was 12 manah. So they both agree it was tired in the morning and it was cheaper in the afternoon. Just a difference in the shurim. Hakol, bakol together, 18 plus 12. Ishloi shemoneh is 30. Eilu Mishal Tzibur. That was the value that was Mishal Tzibur. Vim Ratzel Ha'isif, Moisim Mishalai. What happened if the Kohen Gadol was a rich individual, and most Kehanim Gadolim were, especially in the second base of Mikdash, and Kadleim Me'achab, and therefore if he says, I don't want to just have from 18 mana, I want to have 20 mana, I want to have even Choshva. If he wants it, then take it. He gave him an eigen geld, but from the base of Mikdash, he only gave 30 altogether, 18 and 12 according to the second
one.
You'd have the shanta, 100%. Have a wonderful day.